Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation to create an independent 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th siege on the Capitol in a 252-175 vote on Wednesday. Under the legislation, each party would select five commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security failures. Representative Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, helped build bipartisan support for the bill. Democrat legislators have introduced a measure to block the sale of $375 million in weapons to Israel, saying the Biden administration should not be rubber-stamping arms transfers to the Israeli government as it bombs the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, a group led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced legislation to block the recently announced sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. China has reacted with fury after the United States sent the USS Curtis Wilbur through waters in the disputed South China Sea near the Marshall Islands. China said it was illegal. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
So what happens when your state capital, clear across the state, and your county have very opposing political views? You move your county to another state. That is the reality in the Pacific Northwest. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of a Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress.
Oregon became the 33rd state of the United States on February 14, 1859. 31 years later, Idaho became the 43rd state. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The confusion over mask mandates has been fueled by mixed messaging. Dr. Fauci wants to set the record straight. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owners, several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor, but since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute, some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
A 70-story skyscraper in China's technology hub of Shenzhen City swayed again on Wednesday after it wobbled and caused 15,000 people to evacuate the day before. No earthquakes have been reported in the region. Three floors of crypto mining computers in the electronics market one of the main crypto mining markets in China, were not accessible due to the incident. Chinese media reported that all 15,000 evacuees escaped the building within 90 minutes. Nobody was injured. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, but don't grow weary, okay? It's America. We're all humanoids with all our failings. We can take a little break and look at some good things. We had a no-hitter last night that was pitched. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow looks like signing a contract to play in the NFL. I've been saying for years, what the heck is going on? This kid is so talented, Horace Cooper. Why the NFL had been avoiding this kid? I mean, he just has a success record of winning. And I thought that that's what teams want to do is win. You got a Heisman Trophy winner that said, okay, if you don't want me, I'm going to go try out baseball for a while. But it looks like somebody's finally wising up and saying, let's get this kid on the field and let's see what he can do. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. This guy could be another Tom Brady after everything is all said and done.
Well, a couple things I would observe is that, one, he is a talented individual. He has modeled the type of life that many Americans believe that if their children were to follow that, they would be better people in their communities, better people in families. Yeah. But I think something that's often overlooked is it isn't just winning, which is amazing, because I believe that competition, achievement ought to be commended, and it is often downplayed in America by much of the left. He does something even more than winning. He does something even more than being a great role model. Mm-hmm. He actually brings in fans.
Right.
Now, if I had a team and I wanted to be able to compete internationally or compete nationally, compete media-wise, I would want to have people that others would want to either come buy tickets to sit down and watch. When he played in Denver, they were setting records
exactly
for their attendance. And when you compare him with some of the other athletes who were creating problems like Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm, you saw a decline, even on the West Coast. So you would think that a lot of the commentators, you would think a lot of the media, you would think that the mainstream in the sports industry media would all be commending him as a welcome presence instead of pretending that there is some preference for him on the basis of his race, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And so I'm glad to see again, that some are wising up because of what this young man can contribute. Still a young man, just got married. Life is rolling around in a very positive manner for this young man. And I think, like you said, he's an awesome example. He does fill seats. And from a business standpoint and consideration, again, it's like one of those things, those mysteries that, you know, kind of hang out there. And you just wonder, you know, what the heck's going on? Kind of like Jerry Nadler. I mean, this goofy statement he made the other day, Horace Cooper, is that he said the Dems are merely unpacking the court because it was the GOP who packed the court. And, of course, they're, what are we, about 6 months away from getting a decision from this committee that is doing a study on the expansion of the court, which Joe Biden said during, you know, the primaries and during, you know, the general election campaign that he would not pack the court.
Doesn't ever want to follow the rules. The Constitution is one of our biggest guidance and rules that this country has. The left doesn't like following rules. So the way that you succeed in filling places on the court is you have to win presidential elections, and when people step down, you're in place to name someone who can. The left doesn't want that.
Yeah, they want
the primary way.
Go ahead.
The left says that the primary way that policy is decided in America is from the court. They don't want to persuade people. They don't want to use the, quote, political process. They want the court to dictate what's going on. And so, therefore, if they aren't able to control the court through the regular process of filling it when vacancies appear and they have the incumbent president, they just simply want to change the process entirely, pack the court, and let's just dispense with the idea that the court resolves conflicts, and instead let's go with what they desire, which
exactly.
is the court is the policymaker in chief.
Yeah, exactly. And but this has been their nature. It is part of their makeup. You know, forget about due process. Let's just emotionalize everything and whatever it is that they dictate. You know, I might give you a couple of seconds to debate, but I'm going to close you off real quick here, and I'm going to grab power, exercise power here over you, and come to a conclusion so we don't have to waste a bunch of time. And this is what they've been doing, you know, for a long time. And of course, it would seem right now, Horace, with the Supreme Court deciding to pick up this abortion case, that there's a sense of urgency to pack the court, because right now the way it stands, what could possibly happen in the decision of this pending case, it could be some outcome that the Democrats do not want to happen.
Well, absolutely. I think the case you're referring to is the Dobbs v. Jackson case, and it's a Mississippi law that says that abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy will no longer be allowed, because that is the point at which the state's right, under what Roe v. Wade originally indicated, would intervene. So it cuts in before viability, but it still does so at a point where even the most left-wing court had indicated that there had to be, quote, some balance. It is ironic to me that a case that was made up, a case that had no actual constitutional basis, that case itself is no longer allowed for by the left, because their commitment has always been, as we just discussed, to the policy outcome. The policy outcome is abortion on demand. Anything that threatens abortion on demand, in their view, is wrong. Well, if that's true, now you and I don't agree, but if that's true, when state legislatures, when the governorships, that's how you get to regulate abortion policy. It should never have been something where the court intervened and made up a standard that continues to be shown as shallow, continues to be shown as unjustified and untethered to the Constitution.
This is a big problem with judicial activism, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is. And this is why I say what the left wants is the policy outcome, and they want the courts to be a part of that. They don't like actually having to persuade. They don't like having to, quote, win elections. Do you know they have one of the narrowest majorities in both the Senate and the House? Mm-hmm. But in the House of Representatives, they change the rules.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. That's our commitment to you and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. The former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator Horace Cooper is with us. I was telling him that I appreciated him, going along with me in opening up the segment and talking about some sports, just some kind of lighthearted stuff. Although, you know, what we're finding is everything is being so politicized that, even these teams are jumping into politics and that, and you go, what are you doing? Are you doing any kind of polling to see what your fans would appreciate here? I mean, by and large, people buy a ticket to go, watch a game, to be entertained, to be amused, which means you get away from this stuff, right? And then they go, oh, no, it's becoming so pervasive, we're not going to let you get away from the insanity of the political woes and what have yous, you know?
Think of it this way. I'm a person, I'm a person of faith, and I like to attend my church's congregation. Now, there's some people who may say, okay, wait a second. Boy, your pastor, he throws it down heavy. Are you sure you're comfortable hearing that? Well, if you don't like it, you're free to not attend or to get up even and leave.
Yes.
What's amazing to me is that these sports teams are increasingly bringing in their own strange doctrines, their own faith teachings that aren't familiar to a lot of people, are irregular for a lot of people, and then they get surprised. As you say, they haven't done any polling. They haven't asked anybody, what do you think? They just assume these ideas are mainstream. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, if you're telling people that the police departments in their communities are a problem, should go away, or that people shouldn't have an ID card in order to prove who they are, that's going to be viewed by a person in the audience, a person attending a game, as outside the mainstream.
That's right.
Strange, as weird. And they're going to say, well, wait a second, I didn't come here for that.
Exactly.
I went to a baby dedication at a neighbor's church, and they gave a sermon all about saving the trees. I never heard God's name. I never heard Jesus' name. And I thought, okay, well, this is strange.
Yes.
You see, they didn't make me go. And if they invited me next time, I'm going to ask, are we going to learn about Arbor Day again? Or are we going to have more mainstream doctrine?
Exactly.
It is. People get shocked that somehow sports viewing is at its lowest level in a decade or more, maybe even 30 years, and yet, what else do we have to do?
Yeah.
We can't go to most places. If you're in the West Coast or on the East Coast, they're still closed. You would think more and more Americans would have more time to do entertainment via sports, and yet, because of the offensive things that they're presented with, they don't, and they aren't.
Well, we've become unhinged, you know, and we're out of our lanes, Horace. This is what's going on. I mean, whether it's sports teams or whatever, you have a lane in which to travel in that supports and certifies your brand. Once you deviate from that, you compromise your brand, and that's what these sports teams have done to themselves. This is what LeBron James has done for himself. He's compromised his brand, sadly. It's like, hey, if you want to be a political figure, go out and finish out your basketball career, all honor and glory to you, and then go take a stand and, you know, take on these issues. But to do it while you're a professional player, basketball player, and what you're most appreciated for, you're out of your lane, and you end up saying things that you really don't know what you're talking about.
It's not just that. All of that is 100% true. I agree with you. It is costing these particular fields the support that they need. You see, we can't make people, we can't make them tune in. We can't make them buy season tickets. We can't make them drive out to a game. I am a big fan of the Baltimore Orioles. Even if the Baltimore Orioles weren't doing well, I would regularly go to a game. I would actually go to Florida for preseason, for spring training. And yet, when they did this, they said to me, we don't value your thoughts. We don't value your views. Now, here's the thing. If they stayed away from politics, I get to continue going. I get to enjoy. You and I know a lot more about politics than the Baltimore Orioles or their public affairs team or any player on their teams, and yet they're going to take the most ignorant, uninformed view and push that out. And they think, well, there won't be any consequence because everyone agrees with us. Mm-hmm. If I were sitting in class and someone turned in an essay and I was a professor and we were grading, just using logic, did you support your case? Have you introduced evidence? I'd have to give an F for failure to substantiate, failure to document. And that's what we're seeing in so many of these areas. LeBron James is going to kill the NBA if what he's doing catches on.
Exactly. Well, you know, as we said, speaking of church, wrong gospel, wrong church. And this is what is happening so much in our society, because we've really let go of these tenets. We've disconnected from, you know, common sense. You know, kind of like what Tim Scott had to say in trying to bring it back to center, and said, you know, articulating that we need to find common ground and common sense. We've let go of those two key issues, those two borders that are important to keep us in our lane and to keep the discussion, you know, civil and effective.
Absolutely. Now, you know, it's ironic when he delivered the response to Joe Biden's speech, he used the very kinds of ideas and concepts that were appealing to the mainstream of America.
Right.
The left-wing media castigated him for being outside of the mainstream, and yet what he said actually almost could have been just like a poll-tested presentation.
Exactly.
Because it resonated with so much of America. The irony is, it was Joe Biden's speech that wasn't popular. It was Joe Biden's speech that was outside of the mainstream, and it was loved and celebrated by the media, and yet he set a record for how few Americans actually tuned in.
Exactly.
Really, really ironic.
It's quite telling, like you said, you know, in terms of its resonation with Tim Scott, it's with everything these days, it's like 70-30. What Tim Scott had to say related to about 70% of America, and what Joe Biden had to say resonated with 30%. It just seems to be right now, that seems to be the ratio these days, which is surprising to me, because in spite of what I believe, in my humble opinion, the dismal failure of Biden policies at every turn, whether it's the economy, energy, independence, national security, open borders, I don't get this number here, Horace. I kind of feel like somebody's putting a thumb on a scale. According to Rasmussen, 50% of America reports he's doing a good job. And I'm going, what are you seeing? What am I missing? You know, 50% say he's doing, 50% say he's not doing a good job. You know, that's a terrible average.
Well, it is a terrible average, but let's put this in some context. He has had the quickest drop as an incumbent new president of any president, even greater than the rapid decline over Donald Trump. Donald Trump had set the record, about a 25-year record, for how quickly a new president stops being popular. Well, guess what? Good old Joe Biden exceeded that.
Yeah. And that's, of course, with Donald Trump, when you got 90% of the media, you know, reports were negative on purpose, right? And
the interesting part, Donald Trump had good policy that was not fairly characterized. We have bad policy that is being just loved, adored, and celebrated, and yet he's dropping very, very quickly. Heading into September, you're probably going to see him in the 40s, and that's going to be a real problem for them heading into the mid-year elections.
Not going to look good, that's for sure. Horace Cooper, thank you, buddy.
Are you refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation to create an independent 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th siege on the Capitol in a 252-175 vote on Wednesday. Under the legislation, each party would select five commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security failures. Representative Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, helped build bipartisan support for the bill. Democrat legislators have introduced a measure to block the sale of $375 million in weapons to Israel, saying the Biden administration should not be rubber-stamping arms transfers to the Israeli government as it bombs the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, a group led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced legislation to block the recently announced sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. China has reacted with fury after the United States sent the USS Curtis Wilbur through waters in the disputed South China Sea near the Paracel Islands. China said it was illegal. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. Yes, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. He is the political science professor at Kentucky State University. Will, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. What about you?
Hey, you know, hanging in here. It's just, you know, the one thing that's tough about doing a talk show these days, it's hard to find topics. You know, there's just not enough to talk about. But, you know, but meanwhile, all you got to do is just sit and be patient. And then you have statements that come out of the mayor of Chicago's mouth, Lori Lightfoot, says, hey, look, I'm only going to be interviewed by people of color. It's pretty bold.
Yeah, that's I actually talked about this on Fox News, essentially the national news last night. It was a weird statement. I mean, I have friends in Chicago, conservative, liberal, some people who work for the Sun Times, one of the two major newspapers, and I was talking to them, and everyone was just sort of baffled. Mm-hmm. She apparently intended this as sort of a low key private policy, but one of her staffers thought it was something that was laudable, that should be announced. So they leaked it to a couple of reporters, and people started asking her, is this true? And she stood by it. She issued a statement saying it's disgraceful that the Chicago press corps is, whatever it was, 69% white in a city where more than half of the people identify as Hispanic, black, so on. So she's only talking to reporters of color. It seems pretty openly illegal to me. I mean,
yeah, I would think. You know, in fact, there was a, you know, she did have a scheduled interview. what was it, the Chicago Times, was it? The major newspaper. And said, and they canceled. They just said, no, we're not going to do it, because if you're going to, in a sense, be discriminatory, you know, the press is coming together shoulder to shoulder and back to back standing, you know, for a free press. Well, good for them.
Yeah, the funny thing about that, because, I mean, we've gotten so far past the racial categories of the 60s until very recently. Mm-hmm. The Sun-Times reporter that said that was a Latino guy, and he actually
yes.
kind of schooled Lightfoot on, you know, what being Latino means. So you could be a white Latino, black Latino. So he, as I understand, is partly of Caucasian descent. He wasn't really all that sympathetic to this idea that he would get to talk to the mayor, but, you know, perhaps his father, had he been in the same role, would not have. So, I mean, his comment basically was, this is just old school racism. It's just the power positions have been reversed. So he canceled the interview. Good for the Times.
Well, yeah, good for them. And then, you know, this idea, I love this pushback that's happening now because, you know, we've been worn out for the last, 18 months where we're revisiting racism again. And I think Tim Scott, you know, brought it back to center when he said, you know, it's idiotic in a sense, my words, I think he used a different word, to fight racism with racism. I mean, we've gone full circle on this thing, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, personally, to me, the solution to racism is, we don't need fancy terms yet, neo-anti-racism. The solution to racism is just not being racist in a large majority of cases. So, I mean, we have the Civil Rights Act, which is a bill passed with bipartisan support that says it's illegal to discriminate. And if you face discrimination for what would cost about $30, you can file a court case with a government agency. So racism in many cases is illegal. We have that law. Everyone supports that law.
Right.
I mean, beyond that, you can talk about private sector affirmative action or something, but in general, just don't be racist.
Right.
And I think what we're seeing now is an attempt to move into what's called active anti-racism, which I would refer to instead as neo-racism.
Mm-hmm.
But very often it seems to be just racism in the other direction. The idea is, well, the power positions are shifting a little bit, so now you can advocate for segregation if it's on behalf of blacks or Asians or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have an elite graduate program targeted only at minorities that can exclude whites or Jewish Americans or something like that. My take on a lot of this is just the segregated dorms is a big thing in campus. Not in my campus, but I mean, mm-hmm. my take on this is just, it's just racism in reverse. You can't
exactly.
have black-led segregation mm-hmm. anymore than white-led segregation.
Well, Dr. Riley, I know that you've looked at this and you've done a deep dive on this, and I keep looking at numbers and I'm going, boy, we're doing a lot of scratching and itching here for a small number of offenses. I mean, to your earlier point, I mean, the laws are such that as much as the laws can be enacted to say, you know, racism is out and that sort of thing, it would be interesting to note how many racist issues are being dealt in the court today. Or are we just creating a lot of hoopla over some alleged emotion that isn't necessarily substantiated? Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a complex issue. I mean, what we find is that the large majority of people aren't racist. I mean, there's a report by a political scientist called Eric Kaufman that dropped a couple of weeks ago where he points out that right now about 89% of both whites and blacks are cool with interracial marriage. The way that mm-hmm. question was phrased is for you or a close relative. I mean, it's an honest read on the issue.
Right.
There are a couple of thousand at least discrimination cases brought every year. But I guess the response to someone who says that indicates that the country is, you know, out of control, full of bigots, is one, there are almost 400 million Americans. But also, two, those cases can be brought because it's mm-hmm. illegal to be racist. People still
exactly.
use okay, but it's against the law.
Right.
So I don't really know. I don't think at this point we need some kind of massive national campaign against bigotry. Even if you are more liberal than I am and you say, well, we could use some kind of affirmative action program, we already have those.
Yes,
the question
exactly.
now, yeah, in my opinion, we should get rid of most of them. I mean, the question now is, should we go beyond what we have to, you know, the Dr. Kendi's Department of Equity or to this sort of thing, like Lightfoot says she's trying to integrate the media? I think most common sense people would say, no, this is just bigotry.
Right, exactly. And the fact of the matter is that if you allow this, and it has been working its way through, and meritocracy is, you know, you got that old saying, the cream is rising to the top, and that's what we see happening. I mean, look at how many successful, if you want to say minorities, you know, how they're coming about and having expression in our culture, in our country today. It's astounding. Instead of celebrating that, DeRoy Murdoch just wrote another powerful follow-up piece citing all the successful, you know, black people, black Americans over the years. And we're not talking recent years. I mean, we're going back to the beginning of the history of this country. There have been successful black people, but those are conveniently ignored because it doesn't fit into this narrative of, you know, racism that they want to continue. This is a process, but at the very heart of this, you cannot legislate what's in people's hearts. But, you know, it's just, you know, even with some of these instances that take place where you get these young people of color doing stupid things, you want to just sit there and say, hey, can I talk to you? You know, you and I talked about this the last time. I mean, I want to, first of all, let me put you in front of Chris Rock's, you know, video, How Not to Get Your A Kicked by the Police, you know. I think it pretty much straightens it out. And the other thing is that if you're being a knucklehead, you're a knucklehead. I don't care what color you are. And it's like, you know, you have a gun in your hand, you're running from police, you can't seem to drop the gun so you don't get your head blown off. I mean, you know, that's just stupid.
Yeah, and I think now both of us are minority businessmen. I think yes. Most black and Hispanic dads would sound kind of like we do. Bill Cosby gave, you know, we've gotten into some personal issues later on, but gave a great speech about this where he literally said that, drop the damn gun, you know, back in 2006, I believe, when this first started entering the public eye. So, essentially, first of all, yes, obviously a lot of the narrative that's being presented around, say, police violence, we've talked about this a half dozen times, is false. We saw the collapse of another one of these kind of Ben Crump narratives just yesterday, which is, I believe it's the Anthony Brown case. Mm-hmm. This was the claim that the police executed a guy in cold blood. Just apparently, from what I can tell, the lawyers are telling open lies. They released the body cam video. We should consider disbarment for some of these guys.
Exactly. Exactly.
The body cam video, and the guy is a dope dealer who's got something like a quarter ounce of meth in his mouth, who attempts to drive off and hits a cop.
Yes.
And finally, the officers open fire. It's a diverse group of officers. It always is. There are no 100% black police teams in big cities. So most of these stories aren't true. But yeah, beyond that, one of the big points of 1776 Unites is that the history of minority, if you want to use that term, America, is to some extent the history of a win. I mean, there was oppression, there was struggle. But 50 years ago, the civil rights movement was a success, and so was the Chavez movement around the same time and so
on. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that should be the focus, the win, not the pain that preceded it 150 years ago, in my opinion. If you want to make people succeed, you focus on victory.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, and we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when next.
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, it's all a process. That's what I'm learning in my years of experience. I keep telling the kids, look, at this too shall pass, so we'll get through it. Hopefully, on the other side of it, we're all the smarter. You know, Dr. Riley, you know, here it is. We've been locked down. Even coming out of it, it's so incredible, the brain trust of our country, the CDC and government officials. I mean, they don't even come out of this thing in a smart sort of way. I mean, they give us mixed messages. The president himself, it's like, you know, we want to get these people together and say, look, can we just speak as one voice? Let's make sure the messaging is right. And the thing is so surprising to me is Democrats, I think Democrats, when it comes to messaging and being focused, they do a better job than the Republicans. But right now, they're a mess, and it's confusing the heck out of us.
Yeah, I think one of the unfortunate things about this past year of pretty intense kind of social conflict is that a lot of the brands that we've come to really trust, public health, even the CIA and the military, are coming out of this looking a lot less competent. Yes. I mean, the CIA recently ran an ad with someone who was talking about, like, all the woke reasons to be a spy. You know, I have generalized anxiety disorder and so on. That's been spoofed on sort of Louder with Crowder and throughout right-wing media. And I think a lot of people might ask, I mean, does a first world country need, you know, assassins with anxiety disorder? Questions remain. But public health has taken an even harder hit than that. I mean, a lot of that is the perceived not just incompetence but dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I mean, for early on in the pandemic, and this is undisputed, that Dr. Fauci gave an interview, and I still don't see how the science he used in this interview was bad, but gave an interview where he said there's really no reason to wear masks. They cut your risk by 1 or 2%. What if you have an older mask? You can actually give yourself certain diseases. And he later came out and said, basically, well, we were lying. We wanted to focus mask use among healthcare workers, those people that need the mask the most. So we came out and we presented the message this way. And then the idea that you needed a mask and two masks for a while, remember, became the narrative. And this went on through the period of vaccination for most people that really needed the vaccine. And finally, Fauci again admitted, well, you know, I was vaccinated months ago. This is just a couple days back. Mm-hmm. But I was wearing the mask to send the right signal. I didn't want people to see me without one. And the admission now is that this probably wasn't necessary, that if you're vaccinated as per the CDC, you can go out and live your life. And I strongly suspect by this point most people had heard enough conflicting messages that they were in, you know, 40 of the states of the country just living their lives. It had been for a while.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is about masks is like, well, you had all kinds of masks. I mean, it's become, you know, a sub-industry that's developed. And I shared with the audience last week, I said, you're going to have some people, they got so much invested in masks. I mean, they match their clothes and their shoes and everything else. I mean, if we have a bonfire for masks, some of these people are going to be reluctant to throw them on the bonfire because they got so much money. And even then, the quality of them, I mean, they run the whole spectrum. They're not necessarily industrial strength. You know, you got people at home on their sewing machines making masks of, you know, God only knows what kind of quality and what kind of effectiveness, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you actually read through the research on this, like, a lot of the things people were wearing, just ordinary working class guys, like the mm-hmm. neck gaiters, you know, the bandanas for your local sport team, I mean, that stuff was apparently worse than ineffective. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact, you know, science of masking, but germs could easily escape around the bottom and those things.
Right, exactly.
And going down the line. So very often a lot of people are just making that kind of symbolic gesture. You're not really going to prevent people from getting, quote-unquote, the deadliest disease ever because you have a do-rag wrapped around the bottom of your face. So I agree with the CDC's current position, which is, you know, get the vaccine if that's something you can do. Keep yourself clean, which is something people should have been doing all along. Stay home if you're sick. And the question is, how much did that year in between where we shut down a bunch of the country, where people are wearing two Gucci masks, how much did that help? I have a sneaking feeling we won't know for a while, that there are going to be people that are really not that interested in that data getting out to the Journal or the Times.
Well, it seemed to exacerbate this desire and this conflict of us against them. It really pitted us against one another. And I think it was quite telling what Rachel Maddow said the other night, is that she had to rewire herself. Now that masks were going to be dropped, she doesn't know how to tell the good guys from the bad guys if you're not wearing a mask anymore. I mean, this is so amazing. I mean, to me, Will, this is all of their own making. I mean, they created this mess in order to get the White House. Now you got the White House. Now how are you going to get out of it? And they don't know how. There's no I mean, you talk about going to war and have no extra plan. This is what the Democrats have done to the American people.
Yeah, a lot of truth there. I mean, so first of all, you can make some jokes here pretty easily. Like, I mean, people gave up MAGA hats a couple months back,
yes,
before the election. So, you know, that was the first signal where someone might be an evil Nazi. And now, you know, people aren't walking around in masks anymore. How do you distinguish among people? There's a lot of interesting political science research on this. Very serious stuff about the human tribal instinct, where people in some cities will literally fight you if you wear the wrong football jersey. And this was an example. These sort of non-medical masks became a religious symbol. So people weren't actually walking around in N95s, you know, what you'd wear in a glass working facility or something like that. Everyone was wearing these surgical masks. They were cutting risk by maybe 5%. That's an estimate. But the idea that you were doing this became a sign that you were a good, virtuous person.
Exactly.
If you didn't have one on in the big cities, the first assumption wasn't that you were cutting the 3% some other way, or that you might have asthma or something, if you were a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And it is interesting to see Maddow and some other people, through what they're saying, are kind of revealing the depth to which that was the case. New York Times ran a feature editorial defending people who are still wearing masks, by the way. So this isn't going to stop anytime soon. It was something like, can I trust my countrymen to actually have gotten vaccinated? And, I mean, the obvious question is, if you are vaccinated, why would you care?
Exactly.
But the mask saga isn't done yet. I mean, I'd give it another 8 months in a lot of the big coastal cities.
Yeah. Plus, we're not even talking about people like myself who got COVID. And my immunity system, my defenses are stronger than somebody who's been vaccinated.
No, that is a very serious point, actually. The idea that, because, I mean, we can run a quick COVID test for say, $10 inside a day. Mm-hmm. The question of why people who had previously had COVID were still being vaccinated. In fact, I can say I'm Superman when it comes to this. I actually did get the vaccine. It was very low risk for my age cohort, and I had COVID. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, so the question is why, though? Why were employers still encouraging that and so on? There were a lot of questions that just weren't asked. The idea was kind of, let's, you know, line up like good little citizens and get this done. It wasn't all that annoying to many people, but it quite arguably wasn't necessary. And a lot of the stuff before that, the lockdowns and so on, really was damaging, was stuff that could have been avoided.
Exactly. Well, we ended up doing what President Trump said not to do, you know, and that is make the solution worse than the disease. And here we are. I believe that we're seeing light at the other end of the tunnel here, where, you know, reports now are down dramatically. Thank God. And, you know, but it's going to be the psychological damage and impact on the nation is quite clear. And it's going to take us a while to get on the other side of this and live free again. But boy, I'll tell you, you know, the people need to have a big takeaway from this. If we can let go of our freedoms this easily, what happens the next time, Will?
Yeah, that's the thing that really worries me about this, because the reality is that COVID wasn't, we now know, even potentially apocalyptic. The final IFR for the virus turned out to be something like 0.3%. I mean, states like Texas and Florida have been open for months, and they're the mm-hmm. highest performing states.
Well, because we're Neanderthals, according to the president. Yeah, the Neanderthal aspects of the country are doing quite well.
No, but yeah, 2 months, and I think that this was an important illustration of why panic is bad. You can debate, you know, small percentage differences in final death rate among seniors or something, but we've known all along through this. Like, remember Sweden?
Yes.
Whole areas, Sweden, South Florida, have been open virtually the entire time. Iowa, South Dakota, and just doing fine. And there was either this hysterical attempt to claim that they weren't all along, or more frequently, there was just universal ignoring of them. But at any rate, so yeah. This turned out not to be, you know, the big one. This turned out not to be the apocalypse. But I think that the two real worries here are, how could this society handle an actual potential extinction event war with China? I don't think we'd handle it all that well after this, or at least yes. some of our states wouldn't.
Right.
And two, what's going to be the next thing that's used to panic people or to take a certain set of rights away? My guess is climate change. I'd play all money on that.
Right. No, they're definitely setting us up there. We got about a minute and a half left here, and I wanted to address one of your tweets when you were talking about Hamas and Israel and how it relates to the cultural role of Black Lives Matter. I'm going to let you wrap this up with that idea.
Yeah, well, one of the things I said is that there tends to be, on the left, at least for their side, there's this utopian sense of almost nonsensical forgiveness. So in the Hamas case, the argument is, well, these people are oppressed. They have no choice but to retaliate. In the case of Black Americans, very often are Latino Americans. It's, well, we can't do anything about these low test scores, these high crime rates, because there's been oppression here. The reality is that people have agency in their own lives. So the issue in the Middle East is that Hamas is a literal terrorist group. There's not going to be peace there without Hamas, not Israel, reforming. And it's the same thing in America. People of all races and sexes and so on can succeed, although there are a few more barriers in some cases. What's preventing that in a lot of cases, especially in Black communities, is people saying that it's not true, that it's not the case, and that needs to stop.
Well, again, this is what happens, as you say, when we abandon the truth, and the truth is not the foundation of any conversation and what's going on in our thoughts. This is what goes on. Everything gets emotionalized and blown out of proportion, and here we are, less than, you know, this more perfect union that we hope to achieve. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been with us, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. But every time he and I get together, we don't know any better. We just keep talking about it. Dr. Riley, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day, buddy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you